if you call somebody and you have no relationship with them, and guess what? Maybe they have too many files on their desk and they miss your deadline,
yep.
and they don't have the eye on the ball, and they don't know anybody that you know, and you just become a file somewhere. Then guess what? You've now put yourself in jeopardy because you've now put your loan in an unknown lender's queue.
Yep. And so we do require, or request, I guess is the proper way to say, a local lender. We want a trusted source. And if a client feels that they need to go to an internet lender, then we make disclaimers along the way and go, well, that's your choice, but it's someone that may not answer the phone, that may not be there.
Right, and they may be good, but they may not. They may...
Right, it's just an unknown variable in the equation.
They may miss, you know, this has happened to me in a large known company, and they did not order the appraisal, but they kept saying they ordered the appraisal. And so all of a sudden, we were 8 days before settlement with no appraisal, and my client was possibly in default.
Wow. And that's, so, I think that that's one of the major pieces of value that's just assumed, because everybody assumes, okay, I'm going to go with the realtor and, oh, they're going to attach me to a lender. But I think that that's an actual piece of value that you guys, as really good real estate professionals, bring to the table, is your relationship with high caliber, you know, performers.
Right.
Lending being one of the centerpieces of that,
yes.
right?
And not just the relationship, but watching the success.
Experience, yeah.
You the watch, okay, does this lender deliver 10 out of 10 times?
Right.
Okay, good. Then guess what? I think they'll probably deliver 11 out of 11.
And then we can rest easy with our trusted relationship with the client, because we've worked with this lender for 10 years, or we've done 8 transactions in the past 2 years, and each time it's met. But it's the same with the home inspector, and there are appraisal issues. I think everybody's heard of appraisal issues. And
just a little bit.
You want to make sure that you have data. Now, you can't tell an appraiser what to do or how to do it, but a good appraiser wants to have as many facts before them. So a good realtor will, or a real estate agent, either one, will bring forth the facts for the appraiser to review. And that's one of your key selling points. And I remember that one transaction you had where there was a real estate agent that forgot the appraiser was coming to the house.
So
and
left no data. So the house was... You know, so one of my paradigms is never leave a dataless house. You know, if there's data on the house that's factual, leave it.
Right.
It's useful. You want the facts to be known.
So that worked out in favor of your client by how much money? I mean, it was
ugly.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it was. You know, it missed the appraisal by a large amount, which induced a large negotiation, and mainly because they pulled. You know, it was years ago, and they had pulled in multiple foreclosures, but they didn't use a neighboring subdivision, which they could have, and you know, but technically it was a proper appraisal based on their opinion.
So a great example of an incompetent realtor on the other side of the transaction costing their client a ton of money.
Yeah, and I would say not even it was probably a lack of follow through, because I think there was an attempt made and then a forgetful moment. But it's one of those kind of things where you don't miss it.
That's the difference between an average agent, which is most agents, and a really good agent there.
And
guess what?
You were
on the right side of that transaction.
Your client was
on the correct side of that transaction.
And when you have a system developed, and when you have a team developed, like you do in most corporate industry, and you do with your lender, you know, situation, you have processors and underwriters and loan officers. Usually a realtor is just working solo.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's very hard or difficult to mark down all those items on your calendar without a team. And so we do a division of labor at the Fathom Realty. And, you know, we have processors and office help, and Michael does the outside work, the field work. I do the marketing work. And so when you have your eye on the ball, and you have a particular segment of that industry that you're working with, then things get covered.
Yeah, and I think to wrap up navigation, you know, analogies are always good. It's like, you know, if you have a river guide on going down the river, sure, you can jump in a raft and float down the river, but if you, you know, you go on the wrong section, it's a higher probability you're going to tip over. And if you're going on a 7-day trip and you only have rations for 7 days and you lose half of them, you know, and that's not going to be a very fun trip. But, all right. You know, so we're all human. We all make mistakes. But a river guide that's been down the river 300 times is probably going to have less chance of having the boat tip over than, you know, somebody that just jumped in a raft for the first time hoping for a clean ride.